And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She is at the New Mexico History Museum. She is here with us speaking of the arts. Great to have you back. It's been a while since you've been on the radio.
It has been. Thanks for having me back.
And Vince Cadlebeck joins us to talk about Nightwave.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's great to have you. So let's, for a moment, talk about the nightlife of Santa Fe. What's
sure.
going on?
Well, the Economic Development Division of the City of Santa Fe kind of put forward some stimulus money for a project that could sort of showcase what nightlife could look like in our city. So it's kind of like a city initiative to try to improve the economy after 9 o'clock. There's like 5 hours from 9 o'clock to 2 a.m. where people could be spending money. Tourists could be spending money. Locals could be spending money. We could see an uptick in GRT. And so we're trying to just sort of, you know, put together some programming, put together some small changes in the way things are done in Santa Fe in order to try to see those improvements.
It's funny how you have to put a dollar amount on things. I mean, it's not just about bringing in more
totally.
Money. It's about having a place where you actually want to be after 9 o'clock for those of us who are not morning people.
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, there's two sides of it. There's the economic side, which is always the easier sell because everyone wants to say, show me the money.
Sell.
And then the second piece is the quality of life piece. I mean, and the city is recognizing that, especially if we want to say that we want to attract, like, 20-somethings, young professionals, a new generation of entrepreneur, a new generation of worker. I mean, we need to be able to say, like, if you're going to live in Santa Fe, we have the things that you're going to enjoy. So, you know, there's a lot of options out there. So why would a 25-year-old, you know, college graduate choose Santa Fe when they can choose Austin or San Francisco or Brooklyn? You know what I mean? So that's part of the argument here, is that we need to create a quality of life for a young person, and nightlife is undeniably part of that.
And what are some of the little changes you're making to make it easier to have an actual nightlife?
Late night food. So, you know, there's no food after 9 o'clock, and that's sort of historically been how it is in Santa Fe all the time. So we sort of lifted some ordinances, and we're trying to shift some ordinances to allow for food trucks to be in the downtown area after 9 o'clock. So, you know, if people go out, they know that they can eat food after drinking in the bars. We also created a late night shuttle that will run from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. for this weekend that goes on three different routes. Those are two of the pieces. And I mean, I just want to sort of like make the area of downtown Santa Fe at night, at like 9 p.m. onward, more attractive looking and more welcoming. I mean, just trying to think about like the more city level design aspects to make it a welcoming area.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, it does have a little bit of that sidewalks are rolling up feel.
Totally. You know, and when you look the other way on something, like the fact that nightlife sort of has been pushed into a dark corner for Santa Fe, it's like literally and figuratively has been sort of pushed into a dark corner that makes it a seedy environment. So it's like, let's talk about it more. Let's bring it out into light, literally and figuratively. Let's welcome the nightlife so that we can create a more vibrant, healthy, like celebratory feel after 9 o'clock, rather than it being this like dark place where people are sort of like sneaking around having fun.
So I'm going to the theater tonight. What should I do when I get out?
So you're going to the theater. You're going to the theater tonight. After you get out, there'll be food trucks. Grab a bite to eat
down on the plaza,
down on Galisteo and San Francisco Street. So
okay.
That's really what we're talking about, is that corner right there. There's gonna be food trucks over there. We have a really fantastic show at Skylight, which is the new music venue right downtown, and that's on San Francisco Street. A couple touring artists, one from New York and one from Denver. And, so there's, like, really good live music. Tomorrow night, on Saturday night, we have stand-up comedy at 8:30 at Skylight. We have staged readings. We have, like, a Latin salsa night at Burrow Alley. Oh, yeah. I heard you're a big fan of Latin nights. Yeah. Yeah, DJ, Patrick Noble.
Yay.
He's going to be
DJ PA Tricks.
PA Tricks, yeah. He's going to be doing, at 8 o'clock, he's going to be doing Burrow Alley on Saturday night. So.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Vince Cadlubeck, thank you for being with us, and please keep us updated as the night wave rolls in.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to just sort of see the entire scope of programming, including the shuttle routes and, you know, what the entertainment's going to be, visit www.nightwavesf.com.
Kate Nelson.
This is great. Good luck with this one.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, this is awesome, and so many of us are welcoming the idea of being able to eat out after 9 o'clock and go have some fun at night.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Thanks. All right, cool. Kate.
Hi.
Hi.
There is so much going on this weekend and this week.
Yep.
Let's start with downtown. It's Free Friday Night at the New Mexico History Museum and the New Mexico Museum of Art. So from 5 to 8 p.m. you can get in for free. And both museums have special activities over at the Museum of Art in the courtyard, 5:30 to 7:30, free Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
Nice.
And at the History Museum at 6 p.m., Joseph Diaz, the curator of Painting the Divine Images of Mary in the New World, will do a gallery walk. And it's a gorgeous, gorgeous exhibit. On top of that, all the downtownish galleries are staying open late tonight. So you can do a gallery walk, step into the museums, have ice cream. Nice way to end the week.
I have this week not only a cat of the week, but a horse of the week.
A horse of the week? Oh, no, that's hard to adopt out.
Well, it's interesting because we talked recently, I think it was last week, to the horse shelter. And the horse shelter takes in abandoned, abused, and neglected horses in the same way that the animal shelters take in the equivalent dogs and cats and so on. And so they are telling us that there is a horse of the week, and this week's featured horse is Longfellow. He's a 12-year-old sorrel quarter horse gelding that was abandoned in New Mexico and is now healthy and currently up for adoption at the horse shelter. He's gentle and sweet and willingly goes down the trail over obstacles and would be best suited for this job. And he's up to date on vaccinations. He's got great teeth. And, I mean, this sounds like an amazing horse. He loads into a trailer. He gets along well with other horses. If you would like to give Longfellow his forever home, or at least learn more about him, you can call 471-6179. Or you can call 930-1989 or look up thehorseshelter.org.
You know, some of the horses that come to them are in such sad shape. They do extraordinary work.
Extraordinary. And then the before and after pictures, it brings tears to your eyes.
It's tough when you see, I live in Placitas and we have feral horses out there, and some of them, when the grasses weren't there, the ribs were showing. It's so sad. So that sounds like a great horse for a kid.
Yeah.
Tonight, Summer Shakespeare. This is the fourth year of doing outdoor Shakespeare by the Santa Fe Shakespeare Society. They're performing As You Like It, which is always fun.
My friends went last weekend and loved it.
Oh, good. It's Friday through Sunday at 6 p.m. over at Monte del Sol Charter School. They will have chairs and picnic tables, and there's some rain space just in case the storms roll in. Leave your dogs and your alcohol at home. That's at 6 p.m. Saturday, you've got to go to Las Vegas, New Mexico. The Las Vegas Citizens Committee for Historic Preservation is having their annual Places with a Past Historic Homes and Buildings Tour. On the docket this year, you get to tour the Hotel Castaneda, which Alan Affeldt is rescuing and bringing back to life. You'll also see Montezuma Castle and a number of adobe and Victorian homes. It's a self-guided tour, so you go buy your ticket and then take yourself to each place, and there will be docents in each of them. That's Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Great excuse to go to Las Vegas and check out some of the antique stores, too.
And you don't always get to go into that castle.
No, you don't. That's the United World College,
doing
classes and so forth. So I went to a banquet there in the dining hall recently. It's a gorgeous property, well worth a visit up there.
Let's talk about what's going on at Collected Works Bookstore. We already talked about Hampton Sides, who will be there at 6 o'clock tonight talking about In the Kingdom of Ice, which is a page-turner, ladies and gentlemen. This guy writes history as if it were a novel,
yes.
And it's all perfectly accurate. It's so awesome. Tomorrow at from 9 to 12 at the Farmer's Market, Deborah Madison will be selling and signing her new cookbook, Vegetarian Cooking for Everyone. It's actually the new Vegetarian Cooking for Everyone. Tuesday at Collected Works at 6 o'clock, Gary Paul Nabhan will present his newest book, Cumin, Camels, and Caravans, A Spice Odyssey.
I want curry right now.
And he will be introduced by the wonderful oral historian Jack Loeffler. And on Wednesday at 6 o'clock, William Dunmire will discuss and sign his book, New Mexico's Spanish Heritage, Four Centuries of Animals, Land, and People. That sounds awesome. He's a professor of biology at UNM, and he's talking about the history of the introduction of livestock and migration for the last five or six centuries. And then on Thursday, the 7th of August, writers Joanne Mapson and Linda Hogan will be reading from their new works and discussing them on the stage together. Mapson's new novel is called Owen's Daughter, and Hogan's new collection of poetry is Dark Sweet, New and Selected Poems.
Bill Dunmire and I are both volunteers at the Garden at the Placidas Community Library, and one of the funnest things after a work day is to wander the arroyos with him and have him do wildflower identification.
Nice.
Yeah.
So all of that was at Collected Works Bookstore on Galisteo and Water.
This weekend is the Girls Inc. Arts and Crafts Show on the Plaza, Saturday and Sunday. A great place to start your Christmas shopping or perhaps polish it off. And to lure Zozobra from his hiding place, they're going to have a children's growling contest. And the children who best do a Zozobra growl will win Zozobra prizes.
Oh my goodness. Ever wonder who the Harvey girls were? Come and meet Bonnie Ellis, who worked at La Fonda as a Harvey girl. There's a show that starts at 7 o'clock tonight at Skylight Theater at 139 West San Francisco.
I love the Harvey girls.
And the performance of a play called Slow Girl, directed by Janet Davidson, is happening at Warehouse 21 this weekend and next weekend, August 2nd. Saturday at 7:30, Sunday at 4 o'clock, and then the following weekend, Saturday and Sunday, also at 7:30 and 4. Once again at Warehouse 21.
This weekend there's a big exhibit opening over at the Museum of Indian Arts and Culture. It's called Footprints, the Inspiration and Influence of Allan Houser, the renowned sculptor, artist, teacher. There will be outdoor sculptures of his, as well as two of his sons, Bob Houses, Philip Mangus Houses, and in addition, Doug Hyde, Estella Loreto, and Robert Shorty will have sculptures there. It promises to be gorgeous. The opening reception is free, and it's 1 to 4 p.m. on Sunday, so there will be activities and refreshments up on Milner Plaza. Head up there for Footprints, the Inspiration and Influence of Allan Houser.
Awesome. Tomorrow at 3:30 at Opposite Books, there is a reading and signing with Eric Schonkweiler, author of Above All Men, and Meg Tweet, author of Bound by Blue. Opposite Books is on Montezuma Street. It's in the San Busco Center, another wonderful bookstore.
Where to take the kids this weekend? I'd take them to Las Golondrinas. Saturday and Sunday, it's the Summer Festival and Territorial Law and Order. They'll have living history characters there, Pat Garrett, El Fuego Baca, Kit Carson. They'll have a Peruvian Paso horse show on both days. This is a neat event. I believe it's all day, and I forgot to write down the times, but go to Las Golondrinas online. You'll get all your details.
At Opposite Books also, next week, it's a Hiroshima Day event. It's a benefit reading for Veterans for Peace. Elaine Pinkerton reads her father's World War II letters. The book is called From Calcutta with Love. Everyone who attends will receive a copy of the book, and it's all about the China, Burma, and India, and that whole kerfuffle, shall we call it, during World War II. There's door prizes, suggested donation, and it's 5:30 on August 6th at Opposite Books.
This coming Monday is a day to enjoy some young musicians here in New Mexico. I've got a trifecta coming up here for you. 10 a.m. on Monday, go to the St. Francis Auditorium at the Museum of Art, and the Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival's youth concert will perform for free. Tara Helen O'Connor on flute and Victor Santiago Asuncion on piano. Then at noon on the Santa Fe Plaza, the Santa Fe University of Art and Design students will perform contemporary music. Obviously, that's free as well. Hang around downtown. Come back to the bandstand at 6:30 p.m. the New Mexico School for the Arts Jazz Ensemble will join the Santa Fe Great Big Jazz Band. And that's going to be a big sound. Glenn Miller and the whole gang are coming out to play on the plaza.
Awesome. That's
all on Monday. It's all free.
Excellent. So here's another very cool thing that's happened. There's a special screening of the film Boyhood. And I'm hoping to interview the director. I think the director is very sought after these days, so it was a little hard to get a hold of. But it's a movie that was filmed over the course of 12 years. It starts when this young boy, the actor, is 6 years old and ends when he's 18. And so he grows up. His parents get older. They go through various things. I mean, it's not a documentary. It's a narrative movie with a plot and everything. But everybody in it is actually aging at the same pace that it happens in the film. So it's it's beautiful and strange and mysterious and interesting. And it is screening at the CCA, the Center for Contemporary Arts, on Thursday, the 7th of August at 5:30. 5:30 and 6:15. That doesn't make sense because the movie is several hours long. So you have to call them and figure out when it, or go on their website and figure out when it is. But it's put on by the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. And one of the perks that you get is you can get into a drawing to win two festival passes for the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival, which is coming up in October. So it's a nice time to go, and it's a good film to see in any case.
That's such a crazy leap of faith that he made to say, I'll put this ensemble together, and we'll get along for the next 12 years.
Yeah, we'll film, like, for 2 or 3 days over 12 years.
And none of you
will
die.
2 or 3 days a year. Yeah, none of you would die or get sick of the project or move away or, yeah. But, you know, they did it.
Two neat music events on Sunday at the New Mexico History Museum. Schola Cantorum will perform Echoes of Mary. Schola Cantorum is the a cappella sacred group. They are pulling up music from Cuba, Mexico, and northern New Mexico. They're going to perform in our lobby, which has astonishingly good acoustics. That's a nice drop-in free concert at 2 p.m. If you'd rather be the person doing the singing, head over to First Presbyterian Church at 2 p.m. on Sunday. The Santa Fe Community Orchestra is sponsoring a summer sing. Anyone can sit in. They're going to run through Schubert's Mass in G and Bach's Christmas Oratorio. Oliver Présent will be directing it. That just sounds like fun from an old choir girl.
An old choir girl. That sounds odd. Okay. There is a performance happening tomorrow at 8 o'clock at the Rail Yard Performance Center called What Happens Now? It's by a dancer-performer, Leslie, I think it's Satin or Satine. I think it has spelled Satin. I'm not sure if that's the exact pronunciation. But she's the choreographer, and it's danced by her and Elise Gent and Sophia Rog, and accompanied by Mara Leader. And it's based on the writings of George Perec, whose chronicles and lists urge us to really see our spaces and surrounding and find relationships of places and objects and experience and do all of that through dance. So it looks like maybe an interesting kind of experimental dance performance piece tomorrow night at the Rail Yard at 8 o'clock.
If you're looking to get out of town this weekend, the beautiful Lincoln National Forest is waiting for you, and it's old Lincoln days in the town of Lincoln. The place just goes wild. They perform The Last Escape of Billy the Kid. There are vendors, a working blacksmith, a chuck wagon, gunfights, dancing girls, and even more. There will be a parade on August 3rd at 11 a.m. If you want to head down and make an overnight of it, I'd call down and make sure you get some reservations because it gets crowded for this.
There is a project called Radical, R-A-D-I-C-L-E, like particle, Radical, that is doing a six-month series that investigates consumption and waste, what we value, devalue, discard, consume, hide, and reveal through our choices and actions. And they're doing something tonight called Danger and Beauty. Discover the wondrous and dangerously beautiful in unwanted, non-native, invasive plant species.
My goodness.
Very interesting stuff. It's from 5 to 8, and there's food and drink. It's at 1703 Lena Street in Santa Fe. The number is 474-8000, and the website is beradical.com. radicle.com, but spelled in their way, R-A-D-I-C-L-E.
Interesting. Are you going to be interviewing Stephen Strogatz?
Yes.
Oh, wonderful. He's going to be speaking Wednesday evening over at the James A. Little Theater. It's one of the Santa Fe Institute public lectures. Great opportunity to get smart. Keep listening to Mary Charlotte's show, and you'll learn
Wednesday.
Even more about it. The Joy of X, a guided tour of math.
I've never done a math show.
Oh, this is going to be so cool. Math has a strange beauty and appeal to me, and I tell people I'm bad at it, and yet I know I do it all the time. I garden, I hike, I'm figuring out paths and that sort of thing. So I'm excited to hear how he's interpreting math through literature, philosophy, law, medicine, art, business, everything. Sounds like a great, great lecture.
We're going to bang our pointer on the chalkboard throughout the course. What is happening? Let's see. Oh, no, that's next weekend. Oh, my goodness. How could it possibly be time to go?
No, there's more to do.
There's way more to do. But you know what? I think we went a little bit long with Hampton Sides because that book is just so interesting, and we just kept talking. But anyway, if we didn't get to your announcement, I'm so sorry. But everybody, pick up your reporter, pick up your Pasatiempo, and read it. Kate Nelson is at the New Mexico History Museum, and she's with us from time to time. Speaking of the arts, it's just great to have you on
the air.
Thank
you so much.
And you are listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org. Thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafemc. And my email is radiocafe@ksfr.org. We're also on Twitter at radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. And after that, jazz. Everybody have a great weekend. And once again, go out at night. Santa Fe Nightwave is taking us all on its glorious warm waters. Hasta la vista.